And as always, the Bada Bing Diddy brings us to another episode of Streamers with a Purpose. I am one of your hosts, Raging Buckeye. Alongside me, my good pals, BA, Browns Arcade.
Hello, everybody.
And the one and the only, my co-streamer during the brutal subathon, TMNT underscore Sternzy.
Cowabunga, baby!
I did not bring that up in our pre-show talk because I wanted to talk about it on stream. And man, is there a lot to talk about on the said subathon. But, gentlemen, another week has come and gone. And what a great episode, by the way. Again, another big shout-out to Sternzy for recommending our first two guests on our streamer showcase. If you guys haven't heard it, please feel free to go back and listen to it. But a big thank you to Stupid underscore Biscuit and Princess Echo for joining us here on Streamers with a Purpose on the streamer showcase.
That was a lot of fun.
It was.
It was a blast.
Yeah, I mean, and you know what? I sat back and I listened to that, by the way. I got to give credit to BA because this guy was asking the questions that probably everybody, the basic questions that we just kept overlooking. You know, what's your setup like? You know, what kind of equipment do you use? You know, how long have you been streaming?
Thanks for covering our ass there, BA.
Yeah, the how long have you been streaming? That was the one that I was like, damn, I didn't think about
that
one.
How did we miss that? Yeah. I was listening to it this morning, and I'm like, yo, he's asking all the questions that we just didn't ask.
That's kind of the job with us three. We kind of ask the questions that others forget.
Yeah.
We are going to forget.
Yeah, it's we're each our own contingency to the other one.
Yes.
But no, so this week, guys, we got another good episode here. Probably going to be a little shorter, but still great content nonetheless. But first, BA, how was your week this past week?
This week went by way too fast. Yeah. If it wasn't for Sternzy saying something, I probably would have forgotten today was the podcast recording, is how fast this week went.
Hey, yeah, that was me last week.
I have been working pretty hard on streaming like nearly every day of this week, just trying to get things going. I haven't done any of the fixes. I haven't had even time to fix anything on my channel. But I mean, I've gotten quite a bit of new followers. I've put at least like, I don't know, somewhere like 10, 12 hours this week, which is pretty big considering I only do like 2 to 4 hour streams.
Yeah, no, I know you had a couple big streams there.
Yeah, I've had tons of new followers, raids. I had one super big donation recently.
Hell yeah.
Which was huge. I got like 10,000 bits.
Wow.
Oh, that was Lasko.
Oh, yeah, Lasko.
That was Lasko, Lasko. Yeah.
Hey, shout out.
And I'm just like, dude, it's been a crazy fun week.
That's awesome, man. That is so awesome. Yeah, I'm telling you, man, there's some people out there that just like will just throw, I don't want to say throw money, but they will throw support, like whether it's financially or just viewing, like they'll give you their time, and it's just amazing to hear that kind of stuff. That's awesome, man. Yeah,
I also can't forget about, you know, the sub that I got from you.
Hey, yep. Yeah, you know, I try. But no, man, I'm happy to hear that, dude. That's pretty awesome. I actually was in somebody else's stream, and I believe Cece, your sister, was actually telling me. She goes, did you hear? And I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. And then she told me, I was like, oh, that's awesome. Like, because I was still pretty hungover when I joined your stream. and so, I was pretty out of it on Thursday, but she had told me, and I was like, dude, that's so awesome. And I said, you know, he's like really, really, really going to appreciate that. Like, especially for somebody who is just like, kind of going at the streaming thing, as you've said, this, you know, to kind of work on it here and there and just, you know, have fun. And I was like, he's just going to enjoy the hell out of that. That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm still super stoked about it.
So I guess we're gonna move on to Sternzy. Sternzy, how was your week, my man?
Well, I kind of guess it's both of us, dude. My week was pretty mediocre aside from that Wednesday stream. That was ridiculous.
That
bro.
Was a lot, man. Yeah, that was a lot.
It was a lot more than I've ever had to deal with before. That was epic.
Yeah, I got to say, for a lot of people who are dual listeners and viewers, who watch my streams and listen to the podcast, first of all, thank you for your continued support on both of those. For a lot of you, this is like the first time you've actually heard me speak, because I have not been near a microphone. I have not been near a camera. I have not been, and it's not because I just don't want to. It's because I have physically been unable to.
He didn't die, folks. He's still here. He made it.
Yeah. A lot of people were relieved to see that I was still alive the next morning when I got on to Discord, and I hopped in a couple of streams, because actually I had told BA and Asmodai I backed out of our normal Sea of Thieves stream, because I was just like, I mean, my headache just hit so quick on Thursday, and it just took me out of commission. Like, I just laid in bed, and all the alcohol I drank was a lot. I think I counted 21 shots.
Dude, a lot doesn't begin to cover what you had to drink.
Well, 21 shots, and then I think 14 or 15 of them was in the last 3 hours of my stream.
So I kind of
so in the first eight, I had like six or seven. So
yeah, I forgot how much bigger your channel was than mine when we set this whole thing up.
What?
Sorry,
Mark. I was just like, man, oh man. Well, I didn't even expect that. Like, I know I was rolling there for a little bit, and then I know you started picking up there, from what I remember, a little bit in the evening, and then like, my Asmodai came in and just fucking he flipped over a domino.
Blamed you,
dude. He flicked a domino, and then everybody started joining in. They just thought it was, I guess, funny, I guess, but I can't speak for everybody else. One shot led to the next, man, and I just couldn't do it no more. And then I did the hot sauce. Oh.
That hot sauce did you in, dude. The hot sauce did you in.
It was burning my throat. Then the whiskey, I was just like, you know what? I'm done. 10 shots of Fireball, 11 shots I was still doing shots at the end of the stream, like,
you were doing shots after you ended the stream, bro. You were telling us.
Dude, it was like Lexi was like, I think she was another one that got in there, and she gifted a couple subs or whatever. And I was just drinking those shots, and I was out of it. I went over and I laid down in my bed, and the room just took off spinning so fast. I had to close my eyes and just try to drift off to sleep. And it really felt like gravity was still pulling me around. It was just so bad.
So Asmodai hit you, and then he came in and hit me. I ended up finishing my bottle of moonshine, and as your shit was taking off, I actually had to pause my stream at one point to try to help sort out what was happening in your chat. Because and that didn't help much, because I, at that point, I was three sheets to the wind too. So I was trying and failing and trying to keep track of how many people were doing what. I'm happy CC was in there. CC helped keep track of things, and Biscuit did the same. And we all kind of teamed up, and we were helping you figure things out there for a second. It was impressive.
Yeah, the
support and the love was fucking amazing.
It really was. It really was. I also had no idea. I had no recollection of who won my giveaway. I had to go back and watch it, because I didn't know who won. Remember. It was A Mommy. She was the one that won. And I had no idea who won. I woke up the next morning and I'm like, oh, okay, well, I did the giveaway because there's the money coming out of my bank account. Like, I was like, all right, well, who won? So
I remember looking at your chat when you were like, all right, we got to do the giveaway, guys. And I'm like, bro, everybody is a sub in your chat.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
There, everything was blue bordered. Everybody was a sub. I was like, oh okay.
Yeah, it was just such a wild day. And I talked to my brother because he was one of the other ones that was giving out subs like candy, the Royal Gorilla, and he was like, because I had to go to a funeral over the weekend, and we were kind of talking, and then we got to talking about the stream, and he put his arm around me. He's like, "Bub, I'll tell you what." He's like, "I was like, we did it, man. We got you to your goal." I'm like, "Yeah, but it wasn't without pain." He goes, "Ah, the pain is the game." Yep, I'm like, "Yep, that's kind of the mentality I had." But no, yeah, Stearns, you nailed it on the head, man. Just support, even if nobody didn't sub, like.
Just being there was epic. Just having you there for the conversation and the fun times. And I'm happy that y'all got something out of it. Y'all seem to have a real fun time. Anybody watching that's listening or that watched that's listening, y'all are amazing. And you did a boy right, that's for sure. You made me happy, and you made Buck happy, and I'm happy that we could give back a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, when it came down to it, if the viewers were happy and if Stearnsy was happy, I was happy. I know I walked away very well. I didn't really walk away, but I stumbled away very, very drunk, and I was in pain. But like, to just go back through and just kind of like look, I was kind of watching like the hour, like the it would have been the like sixth hour. It was shortly after we had started, was it Grounded? Like, we were, like, rounding up Grounded, and I really, like, I seen it in my face, and I do remember just ever so slightly thinking, like, I kind of want to not go to Dead by Daylight. Like, I almost wanted to end it, and had I done that, I would have missed out on a hell of a lot of fun, so... I'm glad I didn't. I'm really glad I didn't. But like, yeah, that was.
It may have only been one game of DBD, but hey, it was the best game.
Was that all we played? Was just one game?
We played one game.
One game.
You got bombarded with shots, and then we couldn't get to work the rest of the night.
Oh God!
The servers malfunctioned.
I don't remember
that's
that.
That's why we went over to Sea of Thieves.
I slightly remember Sea of Thieves. Oh man!
But by then you were already way off.
Oh,
like even during your stream with all the support, I know you appreciated the support for sure. But you gave the look to the gods, like, "What have I done?
Oh, yeah. I've unleashed a kraken that I can't put back."
Yeah, that was. Well, see, and Asmodai told me, he's like, "Yeah, I got a picture I gotta send to you because you." When you seen those gifted subs come in, you had the look of the fear of God in your eyes.
Did he ever send it to you?
No, I don't think he has. I need to message him because he told me to message him and remind him. So.
Oh my God, that was epic.
Oh, you got it? Okay, well,
he sent it to me.
Send it to the streamers with a purpose. That's it. Oh man, this is
yo,
my first time
so
seeing
fun.
It. Oh, I can't wait to see this.
It was such a good day.
You
man.
Want me to put it? Where
just put it in our group chat here, or hell, post it on Waco Mundo. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, either way, it was fun. It was a
there
good
you go.
Oh God,
it was a good day.
Please, no more.
Oh, hold on, I'm moving that. Oh my God,
woo, baby. Yeah, that's a keeper, man. That is a keeper.
Oh, that is so. Anybody who wants to see this, it will be in the help me please section.
He's definitely saying that.
Yeah.
Yes. In our chat in the Discord, go to the help me please section, and it's right there. You can't miss it. It's epic.
A big shout out to Asmodai for capturing that moment of glory, or not so much, maybe.
It's totally glorious, sir. It's totally glorious.
Man, if death could paint a picture, that's probably what it would be.
Yeah, like we paused our own streams at that point. Was like, you know, we're supposed to be playing DBD, but Let's all support Ragin, because Ragin's having a rough time.
Oh yeah, no, we all stopped. We all dead stopped. It was impressive. You know what? No joke. It was impressive to see everybody who stepped up to the plate when that happened.
Yeah.
It wasn't just me. It wasn't just Biscuit. It wasn't just BA. It was everybody. CC was in on it. Everybody, all of the devoted people that led there day in, day out, they really stepped up to the plate. And that was impressive.
And in all honesty, like, if it wasn't for like the people who were in there in our chats while we were playing Grounded, like, I mean, even BA coming in and playing, Biscuit coming in and playing, like, I really don't know. And like all the chatters, I really, really don't know that I would have continued, because I had thought about, like, you know, this seems like the best it's going to be, you know, but little did I know. But it's not without support from great people like we had in our streams. And of course, everybody from Waco Mundo, too. I mean, there was quite a bit of people from Waco Mundo in, and I picked up like 6 new followers at that stream, too, which is actually lower than I thought, considering the number of subs, but I think it was also the gifted subs. But, like, it was just a fun time. And, like I said, Stern Z, like, I didn't know how that was going to go. It was like, I'd expect the worst, hope for the best. And that really has me just super proud to say that we were able to put that together. We made it successful.
Yeah, it was impressive. That's the best word that I have to cover what happened on Wednesday. It was impressive. I didn't think it was going to be as big as it was, and it was big, and it did slow down, like you said. It did slow down there for a minute, but then it took off like a rocket and
exploded.
Yeah, it was impressive. I do want to say that, you know, I seem to see a trend here where the last time I had an explosion of this caliber, it was during when I was introduced to Waco Mundo by Demon. And it was the same situation then, me and Pat, where we were kind of, things were slow. Chat was slow. We were getting towards the end of our normal day of streaming, and we were both getting ready to wind down. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, it was like, bam, everybody from Waco Mundo came in. All the love and support we got from that, the rate of follows and love and encouragement that we got, it seems to be that, like, if you push through that little bit of awkwardness in a slow time, like, that seems to be when things really start to pay off.
Yeah, it really reminds me of that meme. I guess it's not really a meme, but it's like, it's a picture on, and I've seen it on social media so many times, of the two diggers who are using pickaxes, and one is still pickaxing, and he's so close to diamonds, and the other one is walking away, and he is so close to mining diamonds. It's a very, very, it's almost kind of like what it is. You never know how close you are. And it also takes me to a quote that I really love from Babe Ruth, who said this, you know, every strikeout is one at bat closer to a home run. You just never know when it's going to come. And that's very, very true. So,
damn, I got chills, bro.
Yeah. So that's like one of my favorite quotes. I used to wear that on the bill of my hat, like, when I used to play baseball. So, definitely one of my favorite quotes. Every strikeout is another at bat closer to a home run. So, So outside of Wednesday, it's just kind of like a boring week. I know you had a Monday, or didn't you have a Sunday stream and a Saturday?
Dude, it's all over the place this week. I helped out Fat Chick Plays Games through her 24-hour. Yeah, shout out to Fat Chick. If you haven't checked her out, go check her out. She's hilarious. She's awesome.
Yes.
She's a singer, and she's going to be one of the new and best things out there. I guarantee it. Guarantee it.
That's awesome. Just kind of anything else big happened?
Not really. Everything else was kind of mediocre. We did a Fun Friend Friday, our first Fun Friend Friday with Dead by Daylight, which was fun. I don't know if it can be a Fun Friend Friday thing every week, but it's definitely a thing.
I wish I could have stayed and played.
It was fun, but it was very, very slow. I don't think I have a Dead by Daylight community that's built for that. I think everybody's mainly there just to hang out and listen to my banter.
Fair enough.
Yeah, fair enough.
That's going to be your new catchphrase.
Fair enough.
Fair enough. I'm going to get merchandise made. That and my Love Peace Chicken Grease emote.
There you go, dude. Yeah. Yo, Emily Puff just finished my actually that is something big. Emily Puff just finished my logo, so I can start redoing my overlays, and yeah, I got a lot of work ahead of me now.
Yeah, Emily Puff's a sub from one of the gifted sub. She got it. I was like, I finally did my panels. I can't wait to see you debut your new logo. I'm excited.
Oh, dude, it's already debuted.
Oh, has it really?
It's already on my channel. It's been a hidden thing for like a week
now. Jesus Christ. Well, I told you.
Yeah.
I told you when I said that I was out of commission, I was out of commission, man.
I didn't really put it out there either. It's tucked away in a certain video clip that you need to find. It's an Easter egg.
Oh, damn. Okay, well, then I got to go looking for it after this. All right. Well, I guess for my week, I kind of started it off by was talking about Wednesday. That stream was far better than I ever could have imagined. Not even in my wildest dreams could that stream have popped off so big. And a big thank you to everybody who participated and who came in and chatted with us. It was just so much fun, and I would love to plan another one of those in the future. I do love getting drunk. I don't do it very often because, you know, I don't like to go out to bars and stuff. I'm not that kind of person.
If I can be an idiot for you.
Yeah, but I mean, if I can drink for you guys and you guys join on the fun, I'd like to have like a community collab stream. I think that'd be fun. I think it'd be fun just to drink and me play games with other people.
That's kind of what we did. We kind of had a community collab stream. I mean, it wasn't just me and you. I mean, BA and Biscuit were there for pretty much most of it. And Echo too. Echo was right alongside us.
And I think I remember like Lexi saying something like, I know she's wanted to like do like a drunk stream. It'd be a lot of fun, like a Drunk by Daylight. And I'm like, I'm so down. I am so fucking down.
Until the first game, and then you're drunk and you can't daylight no more.
Yeah. everything's just dusk.
Yeah.
Thursday I was hungover. I was pretty much out of commission most of the day. Came to it about Thursday night. That's when I started feeling better. Friday, little rough starting, but then I, you know, got okay. I also somehow picked up a head cold over the weekend, so I got pretty sick on Sunday, and into Monday, so it was just like, one thing after another. I will say also, because I mentioned this in the previous stream, one of my friends who, he had committed suicide, a couple weekends ago. We had his funeral on Saturday, so that also happened, which is, you know, it's kind of one of those things I've kind of like mentally I've been able to kind of accept and kind of move on. It kind of brought some closure, talking to a lot of people at the funeral and post funeral. So I had that on Saturday. Got to watch football. I had my brother over on Sunday, actually. Him and I were watching football on Sunday. Watched my Bengals get their ass whooped.
Dallas smacked Giants, dude. You saw that?
Yeah.
Bro, Giants never even showed up. What the heck?
Yeah, the Cowboys took the Giants to Pound Town via the fuck truck. It was a matching.
It probably won't happen like that for the rest of the season, but yeah, that was intense. Lack thereof, actually.
The Bengals game was just a mess. It was raining. It was just not a very fun game, and especially when your team gets walloped. You know, we just signed our quarterback to the most expensive contract, and he definitely was a dud on Sunday. But I still believe that we're going to be a good team. But But yeah, no, it was a good week. Good week for me. Good week for myself. I'm taking this week off from streaming. I might try to dive into a stream here. I might try to start something up. I don't know. I'm gonna aim for something maybe on Saturday. So if you're interested, stay tuned. But yeah.
Yeah.
So the topic for this week that I wanted to bring up real quick, guys, and it's a little bit older news. It's been out for a couple weeks now, but I wanted to bring it up because it is interesting to talk about, especially the game that it's being brought to. AI is now becoming a thing in video games, as if it's not been already, but in a different way. It's going to join itself on a voice chat, being implemented in voice chat. And it's being enlisted for the first game by Call of Duty. So it's basically to help combat toxicity by listening into in-game voice chat and using AI to assist the process. Activision announced a partnership with the outfit modulate. Was it ToxMod?
Yeah, ToxMod.
Yeah, so basically to help with hate or any toxic speech, hate speech, discriminatory language, harassment, and more. Guys, what's your thoughts? Let's start with you, BA.
So when I read this, I had a number of things go through my mind, so much so that I wrote them down on my phone.
Fair enough.
When I first heard ToxMod would be in chat and like trying to control the speech and stuff, I was like, well, no one's going to be able to trash talk each other, because you do that friendly among, you know, your fellow friends, that mod's just going to ban you out of existence. But yeah, it doesn't actually ban anybody, just so everybody knows. It doesn't ban anybody. It goes to real people who do that.
It flags, but it does report you.
Yeah, it does. It can report you. So I'd like to see what they do about that, because it says that it can like decipher, like if you're just kind of trash talk among friends versus like actually being toxic to someone. And I don't know how the bot can do that, but also, I would like to see it more in play.
It's also got a they also said that it can discern like Ebonics from hate speech as well.
Yeah.
I mean, the only way it would be able to do that would just, I mean, the tone of voice, right? I mean, outside of saying any derogatory terms, like, you know, I mean, if we're playing, let's say the three of us are playing Rocket League, and we're all three on a team, and Sternsy misses a goal, and I'm like, oh, Sternsy, you fucking loser. Like, come on, dude, you can do better than that. And then Sternsy's over there laughing like, oh, yeah, I like to see you fucking try, Buck. You know, whatever, you know, busting each other's balls. And then, like, the thing's like, oh, what? That's, oh, I mean, how's he going to know? You know, it's it.
Active learning from what I've heard. It's pretty advanced programming.
I figure most likely what will probably happen is that you will just have to be a little bit more careful with what you say and how you say it.
Man, that's a whew.
Because like exactly what you were just talking about, I brought up as a thing on like what I was typing up.
But I guess the only
somebody's just gonna be like, fuck you, Tony, from that old meme, and they're just gonna be reported right off. And it's like, how do you know a friendly like, hey, screw you, man, versus I really just dislike you? You know,
yeah, people will figure out a way. People will figure out a way around it.
Yeah, I was gonna say the only way around it
is really far.
I mean, the only way around it is, I mean, I guess because Activision is doing it, they're implementing it into their games, would be to go to a party chat or Discord chat. Like,
yeah.
But if you want to get in game chat, like,
and you know, you mentioned Discord, it also mentioned that apparently Discord can, like, hey, come join my Discord, can be a type of recruitment, and it can get you for that as well.
Wow.
I mean, it doesn't want you to, like,
recruiting people. So like, hey, come join my Discord could mean that you're trying to recruit people, and it's like, not necessarily, but
yeah,
the bot has to discern what that means as well.
I think Activision's going to have their hands full for a while.
It's definitely going to have to be tweaked a bit, I'm sure.
Yeah, because, I mean, last time I played Call of Duty, man, I could tell you there's some pretty toxic players in the Call of Duty community. Not all, but there definitely are. There's toxic
people everywhere.
Oh,
man.
Yeah, there is. But Call of Duty and Fortnite, well, Fortnite, but I would say Call of Duty. Fortnite, well, I would put up there. Call of Duty's up there. But like if it's everywhere. But like if you really want to narrow it down to what games have it the worst,
Halo.
Halo. RIP.
Yep.
Sternsy, what's your thoughts?
I mean, I think they're trying something semi new. I'm proud of Activision for taking a step. But let's worry about fixing our games before we start adding AI chatbots to ban more people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it seems like it's the wrong step, but it is a step in a general direction of making things better. But I mean, the amount of money that you put towards this company to cater this program to your video game. Let's stop making the microtransactions. Let's start making an actual game. That might be a better step.
Yeah. Well,
I don't.
Go ahead.
I don't think it's a bad thing. I don't think it's the right thing. I mean, we're very we're very determined people, and if we want to do something, we'll figure out a way. Life always finds a way.
It does. Yeah, it does. So, and the words of Jeff Goldblum, baby.
What's to stop somebody from, instead of saying a swear word, now we come up with some other random Ebonics term that, you know, has no relation to it, but it is effectively the same thing, or eventually it becomes that way in the community. Like, you know, like Karen, for instance, you know, the name Karen became like a hate term, and it's just a name.
Yeah. Yeah.
How are you going to label that one? Like that's the other thing with this chat AI bot is like, you know, I'll stop being a Karen, or hey, Karen, like stuff like that. Like that's still like,
that's still somebody's name.
It's an offensive slur, but it is a name. Like, how Karen is it going to recognize that, you know?
Yeah, Karen Joe, I mean, who's trying to play, is like, hey, I'm just trying to play.
And literally, to be fair, you can make anything derogatory.
Absolutely. And that's what I'm saying. Yep. How is an AI bot going to keep up with the newest and the latest at Ebonics? Yeah, it's, I mean, division or a deviation from the traditional English language. You know, I think Activision's security department is going to have their hands really full for a very long time, because this thing is going to be flagging everything.
Maybe I'm thinking too much into it, but I'm sitting here reading this article by PCGamer.com. It says that one of the things that ToxMod claims to be detecting is planning violent actions or actively planning to commit physical violence for a game that, well, is just that.
Is violence, yeah.
I mean, so if I'm like, hey, let's go shoot the fuck out of these guys. Like, you know, I'm talking about like going across enemy lines. Let's go do it. And the AI is probably like, no, we don't think that's what you meant. Like, I guess I don't know. It'll be interesting to see how that's all going to play out.
Obviously, from what I can get out of that same article is that it can also identify adolescence.
Yeah.
Because
I see the Discord thing
grooming,
too.
Grooming vulnerable individuals, i.e., children or teens, it's got to be able to recognize, you know, who are those children or teens that are quote unquote being groomed.
Yeah.
You know?
So, and apparently, like, it's not dissimilar, by the way, also to how Riot and Blizzard, how they've been doing with their voice chat moderation, because I know they have been collecting, because you get, like, a pop-up warning, you know, your voice may be recorded or whatever, like, and it's literally just because they're adding it to a chat, to their own AI to differentiate what's what and what's okay and what's not okay. And I mean, I don't use Overwatch 2 game chat. I use more of party chat, but I don't know. Do you think that maybe like in-game parties, like the chats, do you think they should be allowed to have this chatbot in there? Because I don't. I think you're invading a sort of source of privacy there in a way, I guess. I don't know.
I agree that it shouldn't be, but how do you segregate it and keep it fair? You know what I mean?
If
you in general chat are going to be affected by this, why is party chat separate? And how does that solve the problem?
I mean, I guess in party chat, like if I'm inviting people to party, like I'm inviting the people that I'm that I feel comfortable with, that I'm like going to play with, you know, people who
it's
I can.
Valid, but isn't proximity chat still a thing?
Some games, yes. I'm talking about like just like games like okay, like Texas Chainsaw Massacre. You could create your own party and have your own party chat, and then you can join game chat. And if you join party chat, like I invite like you guys, and we're all the killers and whatnot. Like, and it's just us in that party chat. We're not in the game chat, but we're in the party chat. Like, or we're three survivors, and the fourth one is somebody else not in game chat. So they're kind of talking to themselves. Like, but we're in party chat. I don't think that chatbot should be able to, the AI should be able to come into our party chat because for whatever reason, we can't do an Xbox or we can't do a Discord chat. We have to do the in-game party chat.
You're kind of stuck. I mean,
yeah.
It is their game. It is their rules, you know?
Yeah.
So if you don't want to abide by those rules, you do have to find a way
around.
That's
fair, too.
Using a third game, party platform for voice chat like Discord or Ventrilo or whatever it is.
That's fair, too. Well, this Tox mod will roll out worldwide in Call of Duty at the launch of Modern Warfare 3. It will not be restricted just to Modern Warfare 3, but it will roll out with Modern Warfare 3 on November 10th. They have said that it will be coming into Modern Warfare 2, Warzone 2, and the upcoming, like I said, Modern Warfare 3. So something to keep an eye out. And like I said, you know, what's the limits to it? The AI is going to be everywhere. Like BA said, it's going to be everywhere.
Yeah, so, I think the only saving grace is that
big thing that's coming about.
Yeah, I mean, it's all
saving grace is that they don't. It's not going to ban you. It just flags you.
It's already like creating like an issue in Hollywood. So who knows what it's going to do next?
My personal opinion is that I think they should like test this a little bit more before like airing it to everybody, because like I can already see like half of like player bases being flagged, or you know, people complaining that it's invading privacy, like you were saying, sir, or Ragin. You know, just because, like, if you're in a personal chat and it's listening to you, you know, a lot of people would complain.
Yeah, I guess going back.
What does it do with the recording? Does it keep it? If so, for how long? You know, what happens? It's not very clear yet.
I guess that's kind of what would go back to what Sternsy had said when he kind of shot my idea, was it's their game. But they would have to be required to have some kind of posting that your audio is being recorded, because, you know, some states you have to be, both parties have to be present that that your conversation is being recorded, and to negate any potential like, well, this state's okay, but this state's not. Just kind of a universal, you could just say, hey, this is just being recorded. So, and then it's up to the player to actually read through it. The terms and agreements or not. And then if you don't read through the terms and agreements and you just hit accept, like most of us do, I guess it falls on the gamers.
Discord's free. That's all I have to say.
Yep. Indeed it is. Indeed it is. All right. Well, guys, that'll do it for our first segment. This was a very quick topic. It's kind of a little outdated, but I still wanted to bring it up. When we come back, we're going to talk very quickly on some ideas about marketing, how you can market your own Twitch channel, some tips that we've kind of learned, and then we'll wrap this thing up. We'll take a break here on Streamers with a Purpose. Bada bing diddy coming in clutch to bring us back for the second half of this episode of Streamers with a Purpose. And guys, one of the big rules about anything you do, whether it's applying for a job, applying to move in and buy a house, or applying for a loan, applying for this or doing that, is there's nobody that's going to promote you better than yourself. So, and the same can be definitely applied to streaming when you're trying to build a Twitch or YouTube or really any kind of content. Like I said, this can be used universally, but self-marketing is a big thing that you have to do for your channel. That includes making graphics.
Yeah, it does.
I mean, you can buy your own graphics. There are artists out there. I don't want to take business away from artists, but if you can make your graphics, you get a sense of completion. I think Sternsy mentioned this in the very first episode. So it also can include, you know, not going in other people's streams and self-promoting. Don't do that. A lot of streamers kind of shy away from people doing that. It's a big no-no. It's also very disrespectful, but a lot of other streamers will point you into their Discord server that where you can promote yourself. But it doesn't even have to be directly promoting yourself. It could be just talking about different games you like, talking about your personality a little bit, whether you're in another streamer's channel or whatever. We're going to try to give you some tips, hopefully, to kind of help you out here. And Sternsy, I want to talk with you because you're the first one I brought up on this. I mean, the whole graphic designing stuff, but like, when you were in that position of you started streaming, what were some of the things that you hit away on to kind of self-promote yourself to get, like, what when you first started doing it, I should say? Like, what were some of the things that you did and or things that you didn't do that you could have done better, you wish you would have done better, wish you would have known?
Well, the first thing I did was read a lot of books. Pretty much anything on marketing is a good read. Just getting, even if you don't have a basis on how to market yourself or anything, just getting an idea of what kind of trail you're going down was a good step. And I would highly recommend read all sorts of books. There's tons of free or cheap marketing help books out there. There's tons of different marketing gurus out on YouTube. Just do some research. That was the first spot I went, and that was where I would point anybody else, is do the research, because it will help you in the long run. Some of the things that I did personally was look at branding. I started really hard with even before I started anything, I looked at what kind of branding I would want. Because we all know from the first episode, if you've listened to it, I kind of fell into this accidentally. So I was looking into how to brand, and I used myself as a guinea pig. And it was like, what do I like the most? What do I want to be identified with the most? And I love turtles. I love the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, have forever, since I was like three. So, or since I can remember. So I figured, what do I know better? It's a great talking point. I mean, that 80s resurgence has been coming hard for the last 10 years. So I figured I'd ride that train, and it's been really cool. The other things that I've done for marketing, diversifying, going through and hitting Discord and friending people and networking, like networking the right way, not like, hey, I'm a streamer. Like, just asking people, like, what's a day in your life like, or or like not because I know that I knew when I went into it that, you know, talking about streams on streams was kind of a faux pas. I would kind of disguise it as like, what, you know, what was your day like? What did you do? Like, how did you prepare for this? Or what? I asked questions in a mentality that I was not a streamer, and I just was interested in what you do day to day. And that's kind of a hard ask. It's really hard to dance around that question. But also, when you're into marketing, you also got to get into sales. Even if it's not what you're doing, it's still part of marketing, is selling yourself.
Yep, I was gonna say, yep, that's you're kind of making sales. You're just selling yourself.
Yeah, you're selling yourself. And the 10 touch rule is something that I implement pretty hard. Every 10 touches, so if you don't know what the 10 touch rule is, a touch is some kind of interaction you have with somebody. Every 10 touches, you're most likely to end up with one interaction. So if I can implement 10 touches in a variety of ways, then I'm going to have at least one interaction from that. And that's about a 10% growth, which is what any business looks for. So, I mean, there's a lot of business sense that comes into this too, that you, depending on how hard you want to dive into it. Now I'm pretty sure BA has a whole different idea of how he's marketing himself than I do. I went very clinical with it, but,
Well, no, I took some notes here. the 10 touch rule. The 10 touch rule is that's a good rule, man. I like that a lot.
It is statistically based and it's correct. I implemented it with my wife's business, which is what we were doing before I started streaming, and which is the whole reason I started streaming, actually. And it with her business, I saw it worked, and so I just, when I decided that this was going to be a thing, I was like, yeah, no, I need to get my 10 touches in place. And I think, I mean, aside from just putting more towards looking professional and not putting out something that's not amateur, but you know what I mean, less professional looking, more hobbyist.
I think that one of the big things you said was networking. Make sure you do it the correct way. Don't just pop into somebody's stream or Discord and just start, hey, this is my channel, this is my link, give me a follow and I'll give you a wink, you know, whatever. It's literally you want to create relationships and friendships and, you know, really establish like some sort of like foundation, and then like you get people who will welcome you to promote yourself, and then one thing leads to another, you're doing a subathon together. So yeah right. I mean, who knows,
you're picking the other one up off the floor.
Yeah. Literally.
You're pausing your stream because their shit's blowing up and they can't concentrate because they're so drunk. Is it a little too close, Buck?
It sounds familiar. It sounds really familiar, actually.
It's somewhat hazy, but I think I've heard this before.
Let me study on that. BA, what do you got? As far as I know your outlook on streaming is a lot different, which is why your opinion is going to be very welcome into this, because it's going to be completely different. What do you got?
I was going to say, I'm going to probably take a trip down Humble Road again, I think. But pretty much marketing for me hasn't really existed much. I mean, I do promote my channel every now and then, but it's not something I've heavily been onto. I mean, ever since I started the channel in the first place, it was only ever meant for me to kind of meet new people, you know, have fun with them on stream. I never actually planned on it growing. It was just like, hey, I'm going to make a channel just for fun and I can look back at some videos. But as time has kind of gone on here, I've started to realize, hey, you know, this is actually turning out better than what I thought it would. And people are actually viewing now and I'm getting a good follower base, and I could make something with this.
10,000 bits. So,
yeah, that's, oh my God, dude, that still blows my mind.
Right?
I've never seen a number so high.
That is awesome.
You know, having that kind of support come in, I'm like, I need to work on the channel more And so now I'm trying to find the time to make my channel better, more interactive for people, trying to think of new things I can add to it before I try to do any like subs or anything. Which is why I didn't do anything really for the subathon, because I'm like,
Yeah, we
I need
tried.
to work on the channel. I don't have any income coming in other than Lasko. I mean, he still amazes me.
Let's go, let's go.
But,
Let's go, peak old train.
typically, I don't have an income coming in because I would have to get another job once we get moved. I didn't want to do it before because, getting a job and they're like, hey, sorry, I know it's been like a month, but I'm going to be moving now. Bye. Most jobs kind of frown upon that. So I'm kind of waiting till after we move to do that. But going back to my channel, I've gotten with a mod of mine who helped me create a whole Discord channel, which I've been, heavily into, and I've got tons of different stuff. I've made it what it is, which is like just a giant arcade. I've made anything that I've ever played, you can find it on there in some kind of way, just about. I've got like two different channels full of just game chat. So I eventually want to market myself into like, an arcade, a gamer, that sort of scenario. So once I get to that point, yeah, I'm gonna head down that road. I just got a lot of work in the meantime.
So like I said, you just did you've been marketing. You know that. You just haven't been at a clinical approach with it. You've been marketing yourself as a chill person. You want to come in and hang out. You've done marketing. You're there. You're doing the right thing.
It's just
And
done
I
in a different
mean,
form.
yeah, it's just you just
Yeah.
went you went about it in an organic way instead of like, all right, I have to do this because it's statistically better than this, or you just went at it as a I'm here, come and hang
Yeah.
out, and this is a safe space. It's
I think a lot of how my approach is that I didn't go to it with a numbers game. I've never approached any kind of Twitch or anything I've ever done in a numbers game type of way. I've been just, I'm here. If you want to watch me, here I am. Yeah.
It's the here I am part that we're talking about, though. Well, you've done it right. You just done it organically. You just haven't had to think about it. You got lucky, buddy. You got really lucky, and you're really good at what you do.
Well, thank you.
That's why I said people are like, I mean, you haven't had like a like here. It's, I mean, you do. I mean, you do have the here I am, but like, it's like the, it's not like the put me in the spotlight. Let me go ahead and like, promote myself. Like people, they come in, they're like, oh wow, this guy's actually pretty good. Like, why
Have you seen that
doesn't?
BA guy? Hey, he looks pretty
It's
cool.
pretty much like if I was to go and put flyers up in places. I'm not like going out to people and knocking on doors, but I am putting myself out there for you to see.
Exactly. So you're marketing, you're just not, like I said, it's just organic. It's not clinical, it's not calculated, it's just there. Which is fine. That's a way of marketing.
It's still working
You,
for you.
yeah.
I mean,
It, you don't have to come at it from a mathematical approach. You don't have to look at the numbers. But I do want to say numbers don't lie. Numbers are based in absolute fact. They don't you can't, a four is a four.
yeah, the people operating might, screw up the numbers, but the numbers themselves are normally correct.
So I mean, you like I said, it's still marketing. You're still playing the math game. You're just not doing it calculated. You're
Yeah, I'm
just
not
it's
doing the
just organic.
traditional way.
Yeah, it's not like an, it's not, you're not looking at the analytics as closely.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's just something I look at just more for fun, if anything.
See, I look at the analytics of it. I kind of look at it the way a little bit like Sternsy does, but on a more mild, and I guess the kind of marketing I enjoy is the creative marketing. I love using my brain for creativity. Like, Like, that is just what I want to do. I will go on and I will make graphics for people and just do it just because I want to. Like, just because I want to continue to give myself a reason to get better, you know? And I don't ever expect anything back from it because I don't declare myself a professional when it comes to doing that kind of stuff. But, like, you know, as long as you appreciate it, that's enough of a payment for me. And I know I was telling Solid, shout out to him, he's one of our Discord leaders. And I was telling him, you know, I'd like to offer the services of designing different stuff, Twitch panels, what have you, to people. But I don't want nothing for it. I don't want to get paid for it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just because I want to better my abilities and do better. And that's the way I've kind of done with my channel. Like I did pay very, very cheap for some, just like a handful of emotes. It was like super dirt cheap. But like now I've got some of my own emotes. I've got some graphics that I've downloaded, but then like an overlays and stuff that I've downloaded I use their service for overlays, but I've already got some made up for the holidays that I want to try. So, I mean, I got a lot of different things that I'm like just constantly trying to like, how can I play this out? And I make like different like trailers for my streams for the bigger games. I know I did one for Texas Chainsaw Massacre. I did one for Starfield. So like
that one for Starfield was off the fucking wall, bro. Yeah,
thank you. So I mean, I enjoy using my creativity to market myself. More from the numbers. I'm still self-teaching myself. It's one of the things that you learn if you want to really get into it. That's kind of like the best advice I can give to somebody is just take one step at a time and teach yourself. Everything that I've ever learned, technological knowledge, has been self-taught. I don't have a college degree. I do have my high school diploma, but like everything I've ever learned is self-taught. And now I'm working at a local news station as a director for the news. And with the experience that I'm building up, I could possibly, if I really wanted to, I could go to Boston and work in Boston. And people say, well, what college did you graduate? I didn't graduate any college. I learned this all self-taught. I've self-taught myself everything that I know. And I'm the kind of person where if I set my mind to something, I'm going to do everything I can to see it through. If it fails, then I will make sure that I use that failure as a stepping stone to put myself ahead of the next thing I do. And that's just kind of the mentality I have when it comes to this kind of stuff. And it's a mentality you could take when you market yourself. I got to say, I think the best thing that's worked for me, and it's so cliche, I'll leave it with this thought here, is networking. It has been the best thing to happen to my channel. I've literally went from, like, since I've gotten more aggressive, I hate to use the word aggressive, but I've gotten aggressive with myself to do more networking and reach out to other streamers and other small streamers. My numbers have grown. Specifically, I think my average viewers went from like 3.1 to 6. So, yeah. And that's over, that's over the course of a few months, like 2 months, 3 months. But like, that's the kind of growth you get when you talk to like-minded people who want to do this as well. And that is why I've also, you know, that's why we started this podcast. That's why we did it, you know, because we want to see other people grow. And nothing makes me happier to see that. And like I said, if you're a content creator and you want like some like graphics or stuff, you want me to throw out what I can design for you, I could always try to make something for you. And I would do it completely free of charge. I can't promise you that I'll get it done lickety split, because again, I do have other things that I got, the Twitch channel, my family, my job, but like I could always, you know, grind out something and have something ready for you. So, but yeah, no, that's, self-marketing is huge. It's essential. And I got to add that networking is probably the biggest of it all.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Get in those Discords. Talk to those people.
Yeah. Speaking of Discords, if you guys want to join the Waco Mundo, I know it's frequently mentioned here on the podcast. We'll have that link down in the description. It's just a big server. We're like one giant big family. Everybody there is so friendly, always looking out for one another. Like I said, Solid, him, Lexi, Lexisaurus, Solid Shadow 91, I believe, and Lexisaurus have both, and everybody has made a very good server there. So Waco Mundo, if you want to join,
Demon's a huge part of that.
Oh yeah, Demon Hunter. Jeez, how can I forget Demon Hunter? Cannot forget Demon Hunter. That man he's been through hell and back, and he is just a great human being. Terrific guy. Got to talk to him
a lot. He's like Energizer Bunny. He never stops.
Dude, he doesn't. He does not stop. Does not stop. If you guys are interested in checking out Waco Mundo, link is in the description of this episode. Also, if you want to join our Discord for our podcast, feel free to join. The link is also down there. We will be posting tips, different news articles and stuff. And of course, you guys can always just come on and chat with us. We love to talk to people. We love to help people. That is why we are here. That's why we do this. There's no better reason to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So, but guys, another great episode has come to a close. You guys got any final thoughts, BA?
No, I'm good.
Sternsy?
Nah, I'm good, man. We covered pretty much everything.
Yeah, I think we nailed it on the head. Again, I want to thank everybody for listening in this week. We are hoping to have an announcement for our next streamer showcase, hopefully within the next week or so. So, stay tuned for that. And, BA, where can they find you at, my guy?
Find me on Twitch, Browns Arcade, all one thing.
Sounds good. Sternsy. Come on.
TMNT _ Sternsy on Twitch, YouTube, Instagram, and all of the above.
Mwah. Love it. And of course, Raging Buckeye. RAGINBUCKEYE on Twitch. twitch.tv/RagingBuckeye. Anyways, everybody, thank you so much for tuning in this week. We will be back next week with another great episode of Streamers with a Purpose. But until then, spread the love, spread the peace, but don't spread the chicken grease.
See ya.